Hey, Miss Vanessa here. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
That's good. Did you go to the cafe up the road?
Yeah, I'm actually here at the moment, so
nice.
Yeah, really cute.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Have you got 2 seconds?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Otis, Vivian's tooth is all kind of, the gum meets in where the tooth had fractured, so it's going to continue to grow out, which means that we might get intermittent disruption there. So any like visible change where she seems to not be chewing on that side, or she's drooling, or there's any change that you think could be the tooth, then we go back in and have a look. But for today, it's pocketing some food, but it's only between the space and the gum. It's not actually down into the gum, so there's no pocketing around the tooth further. Yeah, and the tooth isn't loose.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So I think we just leave it for the moment and see how she goes, because I think that will be fine and quite stable. It's only when the tooth's growing out, if the gum gets irritated and then gets infected because food gets trapped down in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That's good then.
Yeah. So teeth look good. And I think there's a lot less subtle. There's more subtleness now to the head tilt. Like her muscles are so relaxed and. You know, you're right in saying she does, like, when she's relaxed, the head tilt is just about almost non-existent. So, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. So I think we've got to keep her on the meloxicam. We address the tooth if it becomes a problem again down the track, not if it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then just keep her on her 2 scoops of pellets every day for the, you know, the whole Saturn syndrome. Let's focus on that.
Yeah. She's actually been enjoying the extra scoop of pellets, so that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
Yeah.
When they read the textbook and they want to eat the treatment that we're offering.
Yes, exactly. Makes it a bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Otis, the face wound looks really good. It's all, I've cleaned that up, removed the excess sutures and stuff that was hanging around and the scabs, and it's really clean. Even if you just sort of take note of it once a day and just clean across it if you feel it needs it, but it's healing nicely. It's looking good. Inside his mouth, he's got, no, we didn't check inside his mouth because he was fine. We did take another x-ray and the stone's still there.
Oh, okay.
In the bladder. Now, I've given him Cartrophin, which protects the bladder wall. Are you okay to do that weekly at home, an injection?
Yeah, definitely. I believe we have some. So.
Oh, do you? Injectable?
I'm pretty sure we've got a bottle. Yeah.
All right, cool. That's great. Mm. And the other thing I want to do with him is keep him on meloxicam. I want him to stay on Septrin.
Yep.
This next week or so while we work out what's happening with this stone. And have you got Spark, that electrolyte mix? Water?
We have had it at some point. I don't know if we did, it's probably expired at this point. So
we'll just get him to drink that because it may, the potassium citrate in that may dissolve the stone and actually allow him to. Because I think he's passed several of the tiny ones, which is why it's caused irritation. But the biggest one is still in the bladder.
Yep, okay then.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't, like, resolve over, you know, the next couple of days or next week, so would he have that surgically removed, do you think?
He'll have to have it surgically removed if it's a problem.
Yep.
So if, for example, the potassium citrate in the water supply starts dissolving the crystal, he may actually be able to pass it. I'm not adamant about going in surgically unless this is a like he has a relapse of like the prolapse with swelling or the blood doesn't resolve at all, like in the next week. If it's still just as bad this time next week, then we probably would go in and remove it. But some of them actually do stabilize, particularly with the Cartrophin. The urinary tubes, the urinary tubes do help. And the meloxicam ongoing, and obviously the antibiotic to prevent a secondary infection, which is why he hasn't got a UTI already, because he's been on the
Septrin.
But, you know, honestly, some of them do pass. And I was going to try and flush the bladder, but I really don't want to do that today.
Yeah.
The first is the prepuce didn't just just go in easily. It was actually, it responded to the cold water. So if it does happen at home, I want you to just use really cold water from the fridge and just to hold it on the area for a few minutes. It'll take the swelling right down. And then you should be able to just use gentle pressure with some just water-based like KY lube and a cotton tip and just hold gentle pressure on it until it resumes back into the prepuce.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I don't expect it to happen again, but then again, you know, we don't know whether or not he passed a chunk of these little stones.
That's what
caused it this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And do you think, because we actually do have, is it xylocaine or something that gels?
Yeah. We do have some of that at home.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, pop a little bit of it on, wait 15 minutes. It shouldn't really have to be that long, but wait 15 minutes and then you know it's working. And then the ice cold water on a gauze swab, and you just hold pressure, like hold it on the area for about a few minutes, and then it should shrink in size and able to press back in.
Ah, great. Okay, then.
Yeah.
And how much bark should we give him?
Just enough as his drinking water. So if you have to make up 100 mils a day, I think it's like 2 mils to 100 mils of water, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah.
So you just use it as his sole water source until we work out and probably x-ray him again in a month and see if the stone's still there.
Okay, for sure.
If he's otherwise okay. Yep. But if you don't see any more symptoms in the next week, you can probably stop the Septrin.
Okay, yeah.
So keep him on it for a week. But, And I'll forward you these histories as well.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Great.
Just keep in touch and any worries then just let us know and we'll go from there. But
yeah, definitely.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed we don't have to do anything with Vivian ongoing.
Yeah, that's really good. And did you put more Baitril in the gum hole or you didn't think it needed it?
I tried. It probably only took maybe 0.05 of a mil.
Right,
I honestly don't think it'll last any longer than past her next meal, which is right now. She's chewing down hay within minutes of waking up. So I didn't do anything beyond that, and I didn't charge you for that because it's just one of those things that we've got to do the experiment and see if there's anything that'll pocket there. But you can see the chip in the crown of the tooth on the x-ray. The question mark about it growing out is purely a question mark. Like I've had them grow out normally and you never have any dramas. And I've had them get loose and literally want to be falling out of the gum by the time we get the new tooth component emerging because it's been fractured all the way down. And there's honestly no way of telling until it grows out. Yeah.
Right.
But worst case scenario, we remove it if that's the case because it's still better for the pig to do that than leave it. It's just at this stage, she's keeping everything in check. The crowns are in check and she's chewing on both sides, you know, so.
No, I haven't noticed her miss a beat at all with her eating. So, it's funny.
Gangbusters. So, if it was going to be viable to build her tooth, we could probably do that. But I'd need a reverse mirror and a way of keeping the packing in there, which is because I've tried it before. It doesn't work. That's the plan, Stan.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. But they're right to go whenever you want. So no rush. And
then.
I just forwarded their histories to your email.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay then. Well, I'll be back. Be there soon.
Yeah. No worries, mate.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
See you then. That's okay. Thanks, Emma. See ya. Bye.